在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
One of the British force's main tasks in Afghanistan is to curb the drug trade, mainly policing the opium poppy fields. 4,000 miles away, it's lunchtime in central London, and servicemen and veterans are trying to drum up business, soliciting donations by offering paper poppies, a symbol of support for Britain's armed forces. On lapels all over Britain, the symbol born from a World War I poem by a Canadian military physician lamenting the death of a friend. He cited that on the battlefields where the dead lay, poppies still grew.
It's a very important tradition, yeah. I mean, a lot of people died, you know, and it's important to remember them. And I think it's a very nice tradition.
Thank you very much.
Among those distributing poppies on this day, two Nepalese Gurkha soldiers. The Nepalese regiments are still part of the British Army. Captain Lal Bahadur Gurung says his countrymen will benefit too.
It is for those who involved in the past wars.Is for everyone. Those who, it could be any nationality.
Like
Nepal, British, Canadian, anybody else who involved.
Across the capital, outside Westminster Abbey, a field of remembrance for 60,000 who died in wars in the past century.
The crosses here commemorate not just the British who've fallen in war, but men and women from forces who fought alongside them, from South Asia, Africa, and the Far East.
Author Kusum Badgama says soldiers and civilians from India played a huge role in the world wars.
Indians have contributed a tremendous amount of money, manpower, women power, and dedication, loyalty to the British people.
Although there's a ceremony like this every year, as Britain suffers heavy casualties in Afghanistan and hundreds of wounded soldiers come home, remembrance takes on even more significance. These men are veterans of the World War II landings on the beaches of Normandy, France. Phil Berry says the poppy appeal has long been part of his life.
It's something that I have supported since I joined the army in 1942.To commemorate then those killed in the First World War. And now, of course, it's the Second World War, and now again in Afghanistan.
Berry points out the area reserved for British casualties of Afghanistan. There are about 9,000 British soldiers currently serving in Afghanistan. A total of 230 have died since 2001, making many question whether British forces should remain there.Normandy veteran Les Birch says he'd like to see the troops come home.
You'll never win in Afghanistan. Never, ever. Never, ever. You'll be there 100 years, you'll never beat them.
In Britain, it's a time of reflection on old wars and new. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.